From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Now you will be able to cover your web surfing tracks better than ever. The latest update of Microsoft's Internet Explorer allows you to keep your browsing a secret. An early tryout version of the new browser is now available for the public. Marketplace's Bob Moon joins us with more. Bob, what kind of personal information is this new web browser supposed to protect?
Well, Alex, this is Internet Explorer 8. It's the first big update since IE 7 was released back in 2006. Basically, this new version will let you browse without having a list of the sites that you visit get stored on your computer. Let's say you're ordering a birthday or an anniversary gift for your wife or your husband over at Amazon.com, and you want to avoid any chance of snooping that'll spill your secret. That's the kind of surfing trail that Microsoft is suggesting this special mode called in-private blocking will be good for. You're planning a surprise trip to the theater and you don't want your loved one to figure out that you were buying tickets for that. Or maybe you don't want the wife seeing that you've been searching for prices for that Harley Davidson you've always dreamed about. Or you don't want her asking why you were looking at that reallyhotbabes.com website last night. In fact, a lot of tech bloggers are already dubbing this feature porn mode. But Microsoft says it has a lot of other practical benefits to protect your privacy. It can also block advertisers from electronically gathering bits of information about your browsing habits and then pitching particular products or services that they've discerned you might be interested in.
You know, I would never do this personally, Bob, but suppose one were, say, at the office and using the company computer to serve. Can you rig this thing so that the company, would corporations be able to say, no, we're going to be able to figure out what you've been doing? Do you know? Do they have that kind of control on there?
Well, that's a good question. I think it applies only to your particular PC. You can pick and choose which cookies you allow. The old versions allowed you to delete cookies, but the problem has been that if you deleted all of them, you then lose your saved passwords and other information that you might want to store on your particular website. So this new browser will let you preserve cookies for a favorite list, if you will.
How about Google and Yahoo and other companies that make money by tracking how many people see online ads?
That's exactly the concern that advertisers have about this. They use these small data tracking files called cookies, and by watching where you go on the web, they can build a customer profile and decide what kinds of ads to show. Well, the Internet Advertising Bureau, which represents a lot of these companies and web publishers, says if this feature becomes widely adopted, a lot of sites, and especially smaller ones that rely almost entirely on their ad revenue, they won't be able to survive. On the other hand, some analysts are taking note that Microsoft's own future could hinge on web advertising, and this could affect its own business in much the same way.
Other browsers have offered something like this.
That's true. The Firefox browser and Apple's Safari browser do offer similar features.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, thank you.